Old Testament and the presence of God there that was terrifying.
我哋又睇到希伯来书十二章记载话，神嚟到呢个会幕嘅里边降临喺当中，系令人都好好畏惧嘅。
For those of you who are familiar with that scene of Mount Sinai and of God appearing in the tabernacle, it's traumatic, it's fatal. You couldn't touch that mountain, you couldn't go close, or you're dead.
如果你记得嘅话，呢神降临呢两件嘅事情系令人哋好震惊，好容易。是使人哋受伤害，你甚至乎唔能够去掂个会幕或者个山。
And all that pointed to the fact that we needed a mediator, like Moses in the tabernacle, to draw near to God. We needed a mediator.
佢所指出嘅就系话，我哋要有一个中间人，当时嘅就系摩西，去帮助人去点样去联系到神嘅路。
And thanks be to God, God provided that so that we could know and worship Him.
我哋感谢神已经将呢个中保俾我哋，以致我哋能够认识佢同埋去敬拜佢。
You see, you could deny it all you want, but you were designed, created to know and worship God.
你可以用任何嘅方法去否定，但系我哋都知道我哋被神去做系要去敬拜佢。
But you know, because you're a human being, you know how the story goes. We wanted to be at the center of life.
你都知道，我哋都希望我哋自己系呢个世界嘅中心。
And we still do as human beings.
我哋而家今日都系咁样。
We don't submit our lives to the living God.
我哋唔将我哋嘅生命委身喺神嘅上边。
The creature, the human beings have turned away from God.
我哋已经去离开神，叛逆神。
And as the Bible clearly tells us, we focus on living life as if we were the reason for life.
我哋都知道，我哋将活一个生命就系话，我哋以为我哋就系呢个生命嘅原因。
That's our natural bent. That's our default mode. That's our natural tendency.
呢个系我哋一贯都会做，但呢个唔系正确嘅。
And so, with that brief summary in mind, I want you to think about this question: How do you and I acceptably worship God in His presence? How do we do it?
所以我哋想问你一个问题，就系话我哋点样能够喺神嘅面前正确嘅去敬拜呢个神
？How do we human beings appropriately, acceptably approach God？
我哋点样能够去正确嘅又被神接纳嘅去到神嘅面前呢
？How do we behave before Him as we sit before His feet？
我哋坐喺神嘅面前，我哋应该点样去行事为人呢
？Well, the answer in the Old Testament.As many of you know, it's in the book of Leviticus.
在旧约嘅利未记里边，又俾咗我哋嘅答案。
Have you ever tried to read Leviticus?
你有冇尝试去阅读呢个利未记咧
？Why is Leviticus so incredibly boring?
点解利未记咁闷嘅咧
？You know why?
你知点解
？It's because of the details. They keep coming after you, chapter after chapter, verse after verse, details.
因为一章又一章，一节又一节，全部系呢啲嘅细节。
And those details, minute details, tell you what to eat, what to wear, what are the ceremonial foods referred to, as Hebrews 13:9 tells us.
呢啲嘅细节都讲到话你要做乜嘢，你要食乜嘢，你点样去行呢个礼仪，那个嘅礼仪，好似希伯来书第十三章所指到嘅呢啲嘢。
If you don't mind to go back to 13:9,
我睇下第十三章第九节。
Verse chapter 13:9.It's towards the end there. Do you see that? So do not be attracted by strange new ideas. Your strength comes from what? God's grace. That's what we'll get to that in a moment. Not from rules about food. That's the ceremonial law, Leviticus.
他说人心靠恩是得到坚固，并不是靠着饮食。这些饮食就是利未记所记载的这个礼仪的细节。
And notice the last phrase, which don't help those who follow them.
他说在饮食上面专心的从来都没有得着益处。
You see, Leviticus is about rituals, observances.
利未记讲到很多的礼仪。
The way you acceptably worship God in the tabernacle, the way you approach the terrifying presence of God at Mount Sinai was what? Mediated through Moses was what? Do everything right.
我们怎么样在 当时的人怎样是正确的可以去敬拜神，在西奈山在会幕里面怎样被神去接纳呢？就是说要去跟随这些细节做对的事。
That's why you and I can't take Leviticus page after page, rituals, performances, observances, do this, do this, do this.
所以我们觉得利未记是这么闷的，就是说因为利未记每一个细节都去列表出来。
And you had to follow it to a T. You had to follow it correctly.
你要每一样东西都要跟到足。
Hebrews 12 tells us clearly through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the presence of God comes into our lives.
希伯来书讲俾我哋听，第十二章话，藉住耶稣基督嘅死，神进入到我哋嘅生命嘅里边。
He can come right in.
佢能够入到嚟我哋嗰度。
It's not about rituals, not about observances.
唔系话关乎到呢个礼仪呢啲礼节。
That which used to be fatal.
因为对以前嚟讲呢个系好重要。
Traumatic, terrifying can come into your life now.
但是这些神以前是被人去恐惧很害怕的，现在神可以来到你的生命里面。
Think about that, it's incredible. Incredible in contrast to the Old Testament. Incredible.
相对于旧约圣经来说，这个是很奇妙。
If we have the presence of God through Jesus Christ, how then are we to worship Him?
如果藉着耶稣基督我们有神的同在，我们应该怎样去敬拜祂呢？
The answer is in the text.Hebrews 12, verse 28, 29, and following. Okay, if you don't mind, hit 28 and 29 again.
希伯来书十二章嘅廿八廿九节俾我哋有呢个答案。
You guys should be familiar with this. We went over this Thanksgiving Day, right? Except we touched on only verse 5. Remember, be content, money, you know, be
gentle. 你记唔记得我哋喺感恩节去讲过，即系满足吓喺第五节？
呢个应该你记得。Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping Him with holy fear and awe. For our God is a devouring fire.
他说，所以我们记得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心事奉神。他说，因为我们的神是烈火。
Now I'm going to hold your suspense a little bit. I'm not going to go into 13 yet, because I just want to point out, you know why we miss this? Chapter headings. They're put in the Bible later. Chapter headings. Chapter 12, chapter 13, verse 1, verse 2. Later. You're put into the Bible later.
我想指出一点，就是说这个圣经怎样分开一章一章的呢？就是这个圣经是写成之后才人是加上第十二章、第十三章这样的。
Okay, slide one. The instructions the author Hebrews gives you here is how do we worship God with reverence and awe?
希伯来书俾我哋嘅一个指引就系话，我哋应该点样用敬畏嘅心去敬拜神。
Or to put it in a nutshell, it's all supposed to be about a response to worship.
换句话讲，就系话我哋点样去用敬拜去回应。
If you've been a Christian for long, you know Christian living is always a what? A response to something.
我们知道一个基督徒的生命就是去回应。
You worship something when you're amazed by it, when you're overwhelmed by it.
当你有一些事是令到你觉得很震惊、很讶异的时候，你都会去敬拜它。
How many of you tuned into the Summer Olympics and saw little Gabby Douglas, little tiny Gabby Douglas, score a perfect 10 as a gymnast?
记不记得你看过奥运会这个体操的美国的选手 Gabby, 她得到这个十分的满分。
Hey, I don't know, but, you know, I'm pretty old, but many, 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 many years ago in gym class, you know how hard it is to do gymnastics?
如果你记得的话，我记得很久以前上体育堂，你知道几咁困难。
That's why people stood up and cheered. Perfect, 10. 10, 10, the cards go up. Well, actually not cards anymore, it's digital, right? 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, goes up all the time, right? Every judge.
如果你记得的话，每一个评判都给个十分十分满分的时候，全场的人都起身拍烂手掌。
And you want to stand up and cheer, because what beauty, what perfection.
你都想起身去欢呼，因为你看到几咁完美。
Nobody forces you to do that.
没人去拿支枪指着你起身拍手。
That's related to your response in worship.
呢个就系话你点样喺你回应系好似用一个敬拜嘅心去回应。
Why do we applaud? You know, if again, it doesn't matter the genre of music, whatever you prefer. Why is it when you hear something of excellence, wow, you stand up and applaud? Why?
点解你听到一啲好美妙嘅音乐，你都起身去拍手？
Why do people shout and scream when your favorite sports team wins the championship? Why?
当你喜爱嗰队球队去赢咗一个最终嘅冠军嘅时候，你都点解会去欢呼呢？
You want to capture, respond to the beauty of the moment.
你想去回应当时嗰个咁美好嘅时刻。
It moves your entire being to exalt and extol excellence.
去使到你整个人都去欢呼去。
And so the question that you need to answer today is, what does it mean? What does it mean to worship God acceptably?
所以你要去答一个问题，就系话你点样系去正确嘅，被神接纳嘅，去敬拜神。
What does it mean to live appropriately in the presence of God?
就系话喺神嘅面前，喺神嘅同在嘅里边，我哋点样去正确嘅过一个生活咧
？Now we know the presence is mediated through Jesus Christ, right? In the New Testament, right?
我哋知道喺新约圣经里边，我哋藉住耶稣基督系我哋嘅中保。
And what does it mean to worship God acceptably, as the author Hebrew puts it, with reverence, with awe?
我哋点样喺好似希伯来书嘅作者指出话，用敬畏嘅心、敬虔嘅心去敬拜神咧
？Well, the reason we don't see it is the chapter divisions. So let me show you 13:1-3. You'll see the answer right there.
我哋睇唔到就系因为我哋嗰个圣经系分开咗唔同嘅章节。跟住我哋睇下第十三章开头讲乜嘢。
It's right there. This is how you worship God acceptably with reverence and awe today.
佢呢度就系话你点样喺神嘅面前去敬拜神。
Do you see it? Keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters.
好似弟兄姊妹咁样。
And don't forget to show hospitality to strangers.
佢话又唔好忘记用爱心去接待客旅。
For some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it。
佢话因为曾有接待客旅嘅人，不知不觉就接待咗天使。
That's how you worship with reverence and awe today。
我哋今日就应该咁样去敬拜神。
Notice it doesn't say.That you experience the presence of glory God in our lives through performance, through ritual, through observances today.
呢度冇话我哋今日要用去礼仪，要去用呢啲嘅规条去敬拜神。
But if I had to summarize verses 1-3, you know what it's saying? You worship God, you get the glory and presence of God. Wow, practicing gospel community.
我哋总结。十三章一至到三节嘅圣经就系话我哋点样去敬拜神，就系要去实行基督徒嘅社群。
Because it's the glory and presence of God that shape you in the practices of living life. That's you're going to get that only in practice in Christian community.
我哋点样睇到神嘅荣耀，点样有神嘅同在，就系话要实践基督徒嘅社群。
The grace of God creates this communal dynamic amongst people who have experienced God's grace.
神嘅恩典去营造咗呢个基督徒嘅社群，喺当中我哋有互动。
And so the way we experience God's consuming fire presence is the way we show the world the glory of God today is not through rituals, it's not through observances.
所以我哋点样去经历神，去俾呢个世界睇到神嘅荣耀，唔系藉住呢啲履行呢啲嘅规条呢啲条例。
As you just saw in Hebrews 13:1-3, it's through what? It's through radical new relationships between brothers and sisters of the faith in the church.
系藉住同弟兄姊妹教会里边弟兄姊妹嘅关系，我哋俾人睇到神。
It's also through gospel-centered relationships with your neighbors in the city who are the strangers.
亦都藉住你同埋你嘅邻舍同埋呢个城市其他嘅人，佢哋对你嚟讲就系客旅，你点样去对待佢哋
？Hebrews 12:28-13:6 is saying that nothing less.
我哋头先所睇嗰段经文就系讲紧呢样嘢。
It's through gospel-centered relationships that you worship with reverence and awe the living God.
是藉着以基这个福音为中心的同人的关系，我们用这件事去敬拜神。
Let me put it another way so it makes it absolutely crystal clear.
然后用另一个方法去给大家看到。
Before Jesus' death and resurrection, and after Jesus' death and resurrection, what was Jesus doing?
在耶稣基督的死和复活之前和之后，耶稣在做什么呢？
What was he doing?
耶稣做紧乜嘢咧？
Well, I think some of you would say he's teaching, he's preaching, and that's certainly true.
可能你会话啊，佢教导紧，佢有传讲讲紧道。
What else was Jesus doing?
耶稣做紧啲乜嘢咧？除此之外
，He was creating gospel community.
佢系制造紧一个基督徒嘅社群。
He was creating a new community.
去做一个新嘅社群。
That was going to model and reflect the future city of God.The new humanity, the new society that Paul writes about in Ephesians.
呢个就系佢呢个社群系要反映紧将来神所新造嘅世界喺保罗喺佢书信里边所讲到嘅新世界嘅模式。
Jesus was constantly saying to disciples, "Your city, your city, your city set on a hill." Matthew 5:14.
耶稣不断嘅同佢嘅门徒去讲。他们就好像在山上面这个城一样。
You're a flock, you're a new society, you're a new nation.
你是新的社会，一个新的国度。
Hey, you're bright people. You can't be a city by yourself. You cannot be a city by yourself.
大家都很聪明，都知道你只是靠你自己一个人，不可以成为一个城市。
This text is a Christmas text. The text is saying Jesus came to earth for what? To create a gospel community.
这个圣经里面所讲的就是说耶稣基督来做什么呢？就是要做一个基督徒的社群。
And so my question to you this morning respectfully is, are you a part of a gospel community today?
所以我要问一下你，今天你是不是这个福音社群的其中一份子呢？
Because this text is saying you don't worship anymore in anticipation by coming just to worship services.
因为这个经文所讲给你听就是说，如果你单单礼拜日来到 去崇拜的时候，你不是真的敬拜神。
Hebrews 12:13 is saying to us, you worship God by deeply getting involved in gospel community.
希伯来书讲给你听，我们是藉着我们需要是很深入的在这个福音社群基督徒的社群里面参与。
See, if you just come to worship service and you're not in your daily life personallydeeply, intimately, intensely involved in gospel community with people of the faith. Who have also experienced God's grace, you're not worshiping God.
如果你唔係喺好深入嘅參與咁喺呢個社群裏邊，同其他嘅基督徒有呢個關係嘅時候，你唔係真係敬拜緊神。
And if you're not worshiping God, you're not experiencing the consuming fire, the power, the presence of God.
如果你不是敬拜神的时候，你都不能够经历到神好似点样去，好似一个烈火，佢的大能。
That's what the text says. Let the text, let the word of God, let the Holy Spirit convict your heart.
这个经文就是这样讲，让这个圣灵用这个圣经去感动我们的心。
He's saying the author of Hebrews, which is obviously God is behind the author of Hebrews, right, is how we worship God acceptably today through community, through relationships.
希伯来书的作者讲俾佢哋听，我哋点样喺神面前系得到神嘅接纳去敬拜佢咧，就系藉住喺参与紧呢个基督徒嘅社群。
So you're brought into the family of God through faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
你藉住信心，靠住耶稣基督所做嘅、所行嘅，你嚟到喺神嘅面里面。
And those who believe too are your brothers and sisters in God's grace.
其他相信嘅人亦都系你嘅弟兄姊妹，藉住神嘅恩典。
Think for a moment. What are the implications of that?
咁样系引申到乜嘢咧？
You're now by grace brought into the household of God.
你神藉住恩典将你带到神嘅家嘅里边。
There's an unconditional commitment to one another in the faith.
呢个系喺我哋喺信心里边，我哋系一定要去向其他人去委身。
I know many of you are very close to your siblings, and some of you aren't.
我哋知道你哋可能有啲人系同你嘅兄弟姊妹有血缘嘅兄弟姊妹好近，有啲人就唔系。
I'm referring to your biological siblings.
我哋讲紧有血缘嘅兄弟姊妹。
In many cases, your siblings, you know, your brothers and sisters biologically aren't people that you like.
有的时候我哋亲生嘅兄弟姊妹，我哋未必系真系咁中意。
Again, some of you are very close, some aren't, right?
But 有啲人系佢哋系好近，有啲人就唔系咁。
I see people smile. You have your differences, right?
吓，大家都唔同。
Right, because you have radically different values. You're different people.
因为你哋唔同，你哋有唔同嘅价值观。
And sometimes you don't approve of their life, and sometimes they don't approve of your life.
有时你唔认同佢哋嘅生命，佢哋同样都未必认同你。
You know, they kind of like the, not the kind of people you hang out with regularly.
佢哋可能你唔会花好多时间同佢哋一齐。
And again, to push the illustration here, you might not like the ways. You might not like them too much.
你甚至乎可能唔系好中意佢哋。
But in spite of all of that.
但系，宗师系咁样。
In spite of all the disagreements, all the fights that you have had over the years, they're still your brother and sister. They're still your brother and sister, right? There's an obligation.
宗师可能好多嘅纷争，好多嘅拗撬，但系佢哋仍然系你嘅兄弟姊妹，你仍然系有呢个责任。
There's a bond there. You didn't choose them. They are your parents' children.
你冇选择佢哋成为你嘅兄弟姊妹，你同佢有呢个关系，因为佢系。你父母嘅仔女。
You know, no matter how weird or different they are, you are their siblings because you were raised the same household.
無論你哋嘅分歧係點樣，但係你哋同喺同一個家嘅裏邊去長大，你哋係兄弟姊妹。
Now you might not want a vacation with them, or you might not want to spend a whole lot of time socializing with them.
你可能唔會同佢哋去旅行度假，可能唔會同佢哋係出去一齊去玩，一齊食。
Yet deep down, you know.There's a bond. There's an obligation.
但喺心里边，你知道你同佢哋系有一个关联，你对佢哋有一个责任。
So how much more would it be in the household of God with brothers and sisters of faith? How much more?
既然系咁样嘅时候，喺神嘅家里边，弟兄姊妹喺你嘅信仰里边，你对彼此唔系更加有更加大嘅责任咩？
You share the same inheritance as the people of the living God.
你同其他属神嘅子民一齐去承受呢个产业。
In fact, you'll be heading to the same home with them forever in the new heavens and the new earth.
喺新天新地嘅里边，你同佢哋都一齐去进到呢个新嘅家嘅里边。
So no matter how different they are racially, culturally, they are your brothers and sisters in grace, in God's grace.
所以无论佢哋喺种族上、喺文化上同你哋有几大嘅分别，但系喺神嘅恩典里边，你哋系。
And therefore, just like your own siblings, there's an unconditional commitment.
所以好似你喺血缘上边有兄弟姊妹嘅关系上边有呢个无条件嘅责任。
There in some aspects are there's transparency. There's a sharing of life, of assets.
喺里边你哋应该有喺兄弟姊妹关系里边，你应该有呢个透明度，有互相信赖。
There's an intensity in the commitment.
在这个在当中，你们对彼此有一个委身。
And it shows that this is the single. I don't think I'm overstating this. It's the single most shaping influence possible in your life.
这个可能是你在你生命里面，你得到无助、得到改变的最大的层面。
I know some of you who are younger might be pushing back on this.
可能你比較年輕嘅時候，未必大家後生啲嘅可能未必會信賴你。
Especially if you're from a Western culture.
尤其是你係嚟自一個西方嘅社會文化。
Because you know what our world says today, I am the product of my own choices.
因為呢個社會今日講俾你聽，我哋係因應住我哋所做嘅選擇，以致成為我今日咁樣嘅人。
You tell me, Wilson.I am who I am because I've chosen the way I want to live.
他说牧师我今天是这样因为我选择要这样生活。
You say I want to think like this. I want to be my own person.
他说我这样思想我想成为自己我想成为的人。
And you think you're the product of your own choices.
所以你会以为你是因为藉着你所做的选择成为你今天这样。
You know what happens when you get older?
但你当你年长的时候
you're going to realize this if you're young. You're going to realize this when you get older. You're the product of your family.
但当你长大的时候，你就会发觉你今天是这样，是因为你的家庭。
To the degree as you have lived with them in your formative years, they've shaped you, whether you like it or not. They've shaped you.
無論你喜歡與否，你過去同佢一同佢哋一齊生活嘅日子，佢哋都無助緊你。
That little community that you were raised in, the little family, influenced you more than your choices, more than your thinking, more than your decisions.
喺呢個小小嘅群體，你個家庭嘅裏邊所做嘅，佢哋點樣去無助你，俾你所做嘅選擇，你嘅思想，佢嘅影響對你係更加大。
The people you spend time with in your formative years have shaped you more than your classes, more than your programs, more than your degrees, more than your therapist.
你同佢一齊生活嘅呢班人對你嘅影響，對於你嘅事業、你個教育嘅影響更加大。
Let me illustrate that for you. If you go to a class,
譬如你去一個課，
or suppose you go to a club, a hobby club.
又或者一個一個大家有相同嗜好嘅一個聚會。
Those are people you relate to in one aspect of life, one point of contact, right?
呢班人喺你嘅生命嘅某一方面係你大家志同道合。
Suppose you're a member of the bird watching club.
譬如你去參加一個觀鳥會。
And you go, and you're amazed, you know, the birds. And you go and talk to other people about bird watching.
你去到嘅時候，你同大家一齊去講點樣觀鳥，點樣睇呢啲雀仔。
That's your point of contact, bird watching。
呢個就係你哋有大家有共同嘅嗜好，你有共同嘅一個層面，就係觀鳥。
One of the club members comes in and says, "Hey, how come you're dating him?"
又或者，如果呢個其中一個觀鳥嘅成員去嚟同你講話，點解你同嗰個人去拍拖或者出街啊
？Or they come to you and say, "You shouldn't have to accept that kind of wrong behavior from your spouse."
又或者佢會同你講話，你唔應該俾你嘅配偶咁樣對待你喎。
Bird watching club, remember? What are you going to say? Excuse me. We're talking about birds here. Excuse me. Mind your own business.
你記得呢個係觀鳥會，你同佢講話，喂，大家我哋睇緊雀仔，你做乜講我啲私人嘢啫
？Think of your time at work.
你諗下你工作上邊。
You're there, perhaps more than you like.
你去嗰度，無論你願意與否，你都要翻工噶啦。
And sometimes, because you spend so much time there, community breaks through.
有時因為你喺嗰度花好多嘅時間，喺當中有一個好似一個社群嘅關係。
It's because 2/3 of your life is there at work.
因為你人生1/3嘅時間都喺工作上邊。
But basically, you have a professional relationship with people, right? You have a job to do. You have a common goal to achieve.
基本上你係有一個大家有一個共同嘅目標，就係完成你手頭上嘅工作，有一個專業上邊嘅責任。
So obviously, your point of contact is that one thing, right? One thing.
所以你共同嘅目標就共同嘅地方就係你嘅工作。
You know where I'm getting at?
你知道我想講乜嘢
？Family is different.
家庭係唔同。
Family, all points of your life connect to all points of their lives.
在家庭上面，你任何的生命的任何的层面都跟他们任何的层面都有接触。
Do I have to spell it out for you? You eat together, you play together, you work together, you study together, you argue together.
你们一起玩，一起去吃，一起去闹交，一起去学习。
Right, in a family, you open up to about your problems, right? You share living space, you share resources, right?
在家庭里面，一起去分享资源，一起共用一个空间。
That's...A community.
呢個係一個群體。
That's what shapes you. That's what molds you in life and living.
呢個群體去無助你，去無助你點樣過你嘅生活。
Are you worshiping God by being accountable in a Christian community?
你係咪藉住喺呢個基督徒嘅群體裏邊去彼此去負責，用呢樣嘢去敬拜神咧
？Are you developing?Deep relationships with others, where your personal lives and your day lives are connected with people of like faith.
你係咪同其他同樣有信心嘅弟兄姊妹一齊喺當中同大家去有聯繫？無論喺你嘅生活上邊各層任何層面。
Are you sharing your life with others?
你係咪同其他人去分享緊你嘅生命？
If you said no, you're not part of a Christian community.
如果你唔係咁樣做，你唔並唔係真正喺呢個基督徒嘅群體裏邊。
And you're not going to be shaped by the glory of God.
你唔会被神嘅荣耀去污糟你。
Unless you're relating to brothers and sisters in God's grace on the brotherhood level.
除非你同其他弟兄姊妹有呢个关系。
Not on a club or class level.
唔系只系一个社交嘅层面上边。
The empowering presence of God isn't working through you.
神嘅能力并冇喺你嘅身上边去工作。
You have to process God's truth, God's principles together.
你要一齐去思考，去认识神嘅真理。
That means you got to help one another apply gospel truths and principles in your lives together.
你哋要一齐去应用呢个福音喺你嘅生命上边。
You're helping one another formulate, sharpen your Christian worldview.
你哋一齐去塑造基督徒嘅嗰个世界观。
And you're not really learning if you're not held accountable in a life of faith.
如果你唔系喺信心嘅生命上边去彼此去负责嘅时候，你并冇真系学习。
You're not being shaped.
你唔会被磨造。
Because the principle is you're shaped by your community.
因为你系要被呢个社群去塑造你。
You know that you're not shaped by cognition.
你唔系靠住你嘅认识去塑造你。
You're shaped what you mull over, ponder, talk it over with others, right?
你系藉住同人一齐去讨论，一齐去思想。
And so it's so important to sharpen each other in the life of faith by talking about God's truths and principles.
所以你要同其他嘅弟兄姊妹去分享，去一齐去讲，去实行实践。神的真理。
It's been a long time. It has been a long time. I was in seminary in 1985 through 89, and had several great teachers there.
喺八五至八九年嘅时间，我喺神学院里边学习，有几位好好嘅老师。
And they had, you know, they're very good and very godly people, and they had top credentials.You know, seminary educating credentials and theological credentials.
佢哋都有好高嘅學歷，都好敬虔嘅人。
But you know what shaped me the most in those years of training?
你知唔知喺呢幾年嘅裏邊學習嘅裏邊，有啲乜嘢係真係最大可以塑造到我嘅
？The small group of fellow students like David Wong and John Link and Tim Newbrander and a host of others of them.Who labored together processing? What did we learn in class? We ate together. We discussed together. We argued together. We were practicing gospel community.
系藉住当时一个小组同其他嘅现在都系牧师传道人嘅一齐去分享，一齐去讨论。佢哋一齐食，一齐住。佢哋点样去思考？这个福音怎样去运用这个真理，真是塑造到自己的想法。
And even before that,
甚至乎之前,
as a young man, a lost long man, young man who came to faith at a young adult age, even before seminary, a small group of men that I studied the Bible with at church, they had the biggest impact on me.
甚至乎去神学院之前, 我自己有一班的男士一起去查考圣经，这班人都去塑造了我的想法。
Dan Swanson, if you're listening to this tape, listen to this digital recording, thank you. Yeah, he's not around anymore, he's with the Lord.
他说这个牧师，这位弟兄，他说你要听这个道，你要听这个带。
Great impact led me in a Christian life to see.How it's lived out.
佢俾我哋睇到对我哋生命有一个好大嘅冲击，让我哋睇到呢个信心嘅生活应该系点样。
All the hardships, all the struggles, all the fun times.
所有嘅困难嘅时间，喜乐嘅时间
，influenced me to know God more and more and more.
佢帮助我去对神有更深嘅认识。
And I would say that small group of men led me to seminary.
我可以讲话是因为当时那个男士的小组去引导我去这个神学院进修。
That's not to say my pastor didn't help me, but it was the small group.
他说过往是这个小组帮助我。
You see, gospel communities are intense. There's real belonging there.
呢個福音嘅群體係好重要，係我哋係當中先至有呢個歸屬感。
But you know, it's gospel-centered, so it's different. It's not like the intense communities in the secular world. They're cliques, right? They're not open to people.
並唔好似呢個世界上邊其他嘅群體一樣，佢哋只係一個小圈子，一班嘅人，佢哋唔會去向人去打開。
And then there are other communities that are so open because there's no standards, but there's no intensity there.
但又好似有啲其他嘅群體，佢哋好開放，讓人去嚟，但係當中並冇一個好重有個重要性喺裏邊。
The Christian community is supposed to be a community of incredible intensity and incredible openness.
但係一個基督徒一個福音嘅群體，應該有一個好重要嘅一個層面，係同樣係亦都係去向其他人去打開。
Okay, if you could go back to 13:1-2.Hebrews 13:1-2. There's a play on words here that, if you see it, shows you brotherly love and love to strangers.
希伯來書十三章第一同埋第二節喺個字嘅裏邊，我哋睇到有啲好特別嘅地方，講到話弟兄姊妹嘅愛同埋對其他人嘅愛。
You guys know Koine Greek because you know what's the word behind brotherly love. It's that city 90 miles southwest of us, is it?Philadelphia. Brotherly love, city brotherly love. That's Koine Greek, Philadelphia.
如果你記得你識嘅話咧，呢、這個即係英文個希臘文嗰、那個講到兄弟嘅愛咧，其實好似同呢個費城呢個英文嘅字 Philadelphia 呢個字係一樣。
But last that I checked, if my geography is correct, there's no city Philo Xenia. There's no city love of strangers.
但另一個字咧，就係話對陌生人嘅愛，這個 philosensia 呢個冇一個城市係用呢個字嘅。
Because that's just as important in the worship of God, in reverence and awe today, love of strangers.
但係同樣嘅，今日裏邊係點樣敬拜神？對於話我哋去愛陌生人，這個都係好重要。
Emperor Julian, persecutor of Christians, A.D. 360.Again, you can probably read his letter somewhere. You probably Google it. It's probably, they'll direct you somewhere to it. It's a complaint in that letter to famous high priest of Galatia, Arsacius. And Julian, Emperor Julian writes this, nothing has contributed to the progress of the superstition of the Christians than their charity to strangers.
咁喺主後360年呢、這個羅馬嘅王嚇，佢寫封信去呢個當時嘅加拉太嘅一個大祭司，佢話有啲乜嘢係即係佢係逼迫緊基督徒嘅，有啲乜嘢係使到呢班人去繼續去去相信呢樣嘢，就係、是、特別係佢覺得好麻煩嘅，就係話呢班基督徒佢哋特別去愛呢啲陌生人。
He continues, Emperor Julian, these godless Galileans provide for not only their own poor, but ours as well.
他說這些加拉太的基督徒不單止去供應到他們的貧窮的人的需要，甚至乎是供應到羅馬貧窮的人的需要。
You see, the gospel is at work in its graciousness and its patience and its love, both to those inside the church and outside the church.
你睇到神嘅爱，呢、這个福音去帮助到喺教会里边同埋教会以外嘅人。
And as verse 2 goes on, Hebrews 13:2, some have unawares entertained angels when they showed hospitality to strangers.
第二节佢更加讲明就系话，当呢啲人去对陌生人去行善嘅时候，甚至乎佢哋都接待咗天使都唔知道。
Remember Luke 24?A couple of men on the road to Emmaus, Christ had died, had just risen and appeared to a few people. He's appearing to these two men, remember? Luke 24? They didn't recognize him. They invited him in. Share a meal.
記唔記得路加福音24章，當耶穌基督死了之後，有幾個人在以馬忤斯路的上面行的時候，他見到一個陌生人，他甚至乎邀請這個陌生人跟他們一起去飲食，然後他們都不知道這個原來是耶穌基督。
But not only did they share that meal, open the table, for him. They discussed the matters concerning the death and resurrection of the Christ, and it turned out to be Jesus who they were talking to, right? The resurrected Christ.
唔单止佢哋一齐去邀请呢个人同佢哋一齐用饭，甚至乎佢哋都去讲论关于耶稣基督嘅事情，讨论神嘅事情。佢哋都唔知道同佢哋讲紧嘢呢个都系耶稣基督自己。
You see, you don't. Christian community works like this. You don't love those who you know will repay you.
基督徒嘅群体系乜嘢咧？话你唔系净系爱嗰啲你知道佢哋会偿还俾你嘅。
You don't welcome those who only have life appear to have life together.
你唔系净系嗰啲同你哋即系好亲密嘅人，你先至邀请佢哋嚟。
You don't prefer people who help you get ahead in life.
你唔系净系拣嗰啲可以帮助你喺你嘅生活上边事情可以帮助到你嘅人先至做朋友。
You're not like the world who bases their relationships on what's in it for me.
你唔系好似呢个世界所谂嘅，就系话。你揀一啲嘅關係，就係要只係當中希望你得到一啲嘅益處。
Right. We like people who don't have any issues or problems, right?
我哋知道我哋中意一啲人係唔會有咩任何嘅問題會影響到我哋。
But if you and I only base our relationships on people who quote unquote at least exteriorly have it together, that's not sacrificial service.
如果你只是揀那些你喜歡的人去跟他們有關係建立這個關係的時候，這個不是你真正做出任何的犧牲。
And if you welcome even strangers, you'll find that maybe an angel will come into your life and many some of your needs will be met.
如果你去邀請陌生人去進入你的生命的時候，可能你甚至乎是邀請了天使進入你的生命，可能你生命裡面一些需要可能會得到。
Again, it's not saying to look for angels.
我哋唔系话要去揾天使。
But when you're reaching out to people, who knows who they are?
但如果你去出去接触佢哋嘅时候，你唔知道佢哋系边一个。
And that can help you in meeting your own needs as you reach out to others.
可能当你去出去接触佢哋嘅时候，佢哋都能够帮助到你。
Do you see the strange balance, intensity, openness in community?
你睇唔睇到当中嗰个同人一个关系，同埋你点样去打开自己当中嗰个重要
？And there's one more balance. I'll just show you briefly because we covered some of it already in Thanksgiving Day. Verse 3: Remember those in prison as if you were fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering.
第三节佢讲话你要对于嗰啲嘅囚犯你要。待佢哋都好似自己都系囚犯一样，嗰啲被人去藐视嘅，你都要同佢哋去建立关系，好似你自己都系被藐视嘅。
Again, you can apply that a lot of ways. There are a lot of missionaries that, or a lot of Christians around the world that are in language in prisons because of naming the name of Christ. You need to connect with them.
喺世界上边好多嘅可能系宣教士或者系其他地方嘅基督徒被逼迫、被囚禁喺监牢里边，你可能去。可以怎樣去接觸他們呢?
But also verse 3, I think is referring to social justice. You have to be an advocate for social justice.
第三節也有提到說社會上面的不公義，你應該是為這些社會不公義的事情要去伸張。
Verse 4 follows that, the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral.
第四節跟著講到說在婚姻上面你要去忠心，要神会去审判一切不洁的。
Again, that's obvious, right? That's sex is good in marriage, not outside of marriage.
因为性是在婚姻上面才是好，在婚姻以外性是不好。
Again, that was completely radical in the Greco-Roman world, where sexual promiscuity was rampant, just like it is today.
對於當時嘅呢、這個當時嘅社會嚟講，呢、這個咁嘅諗法係一個好特別嘅諗法，因為當時嚟講就好似今日一樣，濫交係一個好嚴重嘅問題。
And then he follows with verse 5, which again we looked at already Thanksgiving. Don't love money, be content.
第五節我哋喺感恩節都講到話，唔好為咗要去，唔好淨係諗住金錢要去滿足。
But again.Remember, the chapter numbers and verses were inserted later, this is to be taken together, right? So what does that mean? It means then to use the things that God entrusted you to build up Christian community.
意思呢就是说, 你要去用神所给你的东西去建立起这个基督徒的群体。
Right? That means to be generous.
就是说要去慷慨。
Money shouldn't be spent just on your selfish happiness.
你不应该只是将金钱用在你自己想要的事情上面。
And of course, the gospel makes you unselfish because of the radical unselfishness of Jesus.
是因为耶稣基督无私的爱，去让我们知道乜嘢先至系无私。
You know, the problem today is people cry out for social justice that call themselves Christians, but they also, at the same time, crying out for sexual freedom too.
今日社会嘅问题就系话呢班要大声疾呼啊，要有社会上嘅公义嘅人，同样要佢哋都去争取话喺性里边要开放。
Right, and those are people maybe you'll find in more liberal churches.
呢啲可能喺呢啲自由派嘅教会里边，你都揾到呢啲人。
But there's an equal problem with the conservatives, because they're crying out for against sexual freedom, right? Harping on more traditional values, which is good, but they're weak, very, very weak on social justice.
但同样嘅喺保守派嘅教会里边，有同样嘅问题，就系话可能佢哋系大声反对性开放呢样嘢，但系同样嘅，佢哋对于社会嘅公义，佢哋都唔系好出声。
And that's why you need the gospel. Because it balances things out. And it's there in verse 9. Caleb, if you could hit verse 9, it says, do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. It's good for what? Your hearts to be strengthened by God's grace.
他说你们不要被那些怪异的教训勾引去，因为人心是靠神的恩典才得到坚固。
Not by performance,
不是靠表現,
or observances.
又或者不是靠守禮儀規條。
Why? Because you're saved by radical grace.
因為你是被神的恩典去拯救。
It's not your work.
不是你自己的工作。
If you really want to see that is the dynamic for the creation of this unique community, you got to ponder over verse 5.
如果你想看到神所做的这个群体怎样有 不同的地方，你要睇下第五节。
And Caleb, if you hit verse 5 so people can see it, keep your lives free from the love of money, be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
他说你全心不可以贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为知足，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
See, it's God moving mightily internally in the life of the believer by His grace.
神是藉着恩典在基督徒的生命上去做大事。
And by faith in God's grace, frees you from the love of money or being worried, anxious about money.
靠着神的恩典在信心上，我们不再担心金钱上的问题，不再担心其他的忧虑，因为神已经使你得到自由。
Frees you from all the striving of the false ways you're after in life.
让佢让你喺你生命上面所追逐嘅一啲嘅错误嘅途径上面得到自由。
It's because you know firsthand the deep love of the Christ.
因为你首先经历到耶稣基督喺你身上边嘅爱。
God has proven His love for you in the giving of His Son.
神藉着将耶稣基督给我们，去证明了神对我们的爱。
And Jesus promises you, the believer, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
耶稣基督对我们的应许就是说，我永远都不会撇下你，不会丢弃你。
He can say that because He was forsaken on the cross.
他这样做，因为他曾经在十架上被丢弃。
Deserted by you and me. Deserted by God the Father, all alone to take the brunt of your sin penalty.
他自己一个去承受了你和我的罪。
And he does that. He leaves his gospel community, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, so that you can be invited into gospel community.
他这样做意思他可以邀请你进入到这个福音的群体里面。
You, undeserving, are welcomed into the household of God.
你原本是不配的，你被神去接纳到神的家里面。
Thank you, Father, for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
For its piercing truths.
因为你的真理是刺透人的心。
We pray, Lord, that you would soften hearts today to receive your truth.
我们求主你去软化人的心，去接受你的真理。
Lord, can you help Grace Church in being a better gospel community?
我们求主你帮助恩约堂是成为一个更加好的福音的群体。
Where people are willing to serve each other in love.
以致人是愿意是彼此去服侍，在爱的里面服侍。
To put up with many of the idiosyncrasies, the issues, problems that we have.
我们彼此去承担我们彼此的问题。
To show fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control.
以致我们有这个圣灵的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、温柔、良善、恩慈、信实和节制。
To show that to brothers and sisters of the faith and to strangers.
去给其他的弟兄姊妹和外面的陌生人去看到。
And if only a few of us do it, how better will be if all of us did it, we would get a taste of heaven.
如果我们全部的人都是这样做的时候，我们真的去尝到这个天国的滋味。
Oh Lord, have mercy on us.
天父，求主来怜悯我们。
Strengthen and enable us to live God-centered lives.
去给我们力量，去活一个以神为中心的生命。
And not be deceived in thinking the world revolves around me.
叫我们不要以为这个世界都是围着我们自己而转。
Oh Lord, minister to your people today through your Holy Spirit and your truths.
我们求主你藉着这个圣灵和真理在我们的当中去服侍。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名义求，阿门。